Inspiring quotations from Edelman are so omnipresent in the welfare, civil rights, and feminist industries, industries being the best word for these self-esteem-building, log-rolling, black-tie fundraiser networks, that they could be combined into a liberal Maoist little red book for earnest social crusaders. Service is the rent we pay to be living. It is the very purpose of life and not something you do in your spare time, she proclaims. Whoever said anybody has a right to give up, she asks. No person has the right to rain on your dreams, she avers. While few would question the rectitude of her campaigns for black equality and desegregation, Edelman's greatest influence has been in welfare policy, and there her ideas about how to organize society and American politics have proven to be spectacularly wrong. In many respects, Edelman was a basic welfare state liberal, believing no entitlement or transfer payment was too big. Her great innovation was to defend the welfare system from empirical criticism, that is, it doesn't work, by hiding behind the image of poor children. When you talked about poor people or black people, you faced a shrinking audience, she has said. I got the idea that children might be a very effective way to broaden the base for change. Indeed, Edelman, more than anyone else, can be blamed for the saccharine omnipresence of the children in American political rhetoric. The problem is that while this tactic was brilliant strategically, the net effect was to make responsible reform impossible. After all, the reason the audience was shrinking for exhortations to expand the welfare state was that it was becoming increasingly obvious that the welfare state was causing dependency among black women and alienation among black men. As a result, defenders of the status quo became ever more shrill in their attacks on opponents, hence the use and abuse of the children. Traditional objections to welfare as a violation of constitutional principles and a corrupter of civic virtue, which only gained respectability in the late 1970s, were suddenly beside the point. Edelman, Clinton, and others transformed the debate to one about children. Who cares if, as FDR also believed, relief was ultimately detrimental to adults, sapping their initiative? The effects on adults were irrelevant. Children were the beneficiaries of aid checks, not their parents, even though their parents still cashed them. Indeed, one tragic consequence of this strategy was that the government used child poverty to crush individualism and pride among inner-city blacks. James Bovard notes that when Congress mandated food stamps, welfare recruiters, 100,000 of them, created by the war on poverty, went into the cities to convince poor people to enroll. An Agriculture Department magazine reported that food stamp workers could often overcome people's pride by telling parents, "This is for your children."